نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الكلام كلام الله، وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، all praise is due to Allah. We laud Allah, we extol Allah, we beseech Him for help, and we seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we seek the refuge of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu from the mischiefness of our souls and the wrongdoings of all of our actions and deeds. Whoever Allah guides, no one can lead him astray. And whoever Allah leads to be left astray, it is because of some kufr, or some shirk, or some bid'ah, or some inqiraf. It is because of some disbelief, or some polytheism, or some innovation, or some deviation that they have in their heart. No one will be able to guide them. And I bear witness publicly, without any coercion or compulsion, that there is nothing worthy of worship as a deed except Allah. He is alone, he has no partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Qasim al-Mustafa, is his slave and his messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah with just fear, and do not die except as Muslimun. O human beings, fear your Lord who created you from one soul, and from that one soul is mate, and from the two of them, countless men and women. Remember the womb that bore you, and keep the family ties among you, for surely Allah is a Raqib, or a watcher over you. O you who believe, fear Allah with just fear, and say that which is correct and true. Allah will forgive you of your sins and declare your deeds for you. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger al-Mustafa alayhi salatu wa salam has already achieved the greatest of victories and triumphs. As what follows, surely the best speech is the book of Allah, and the best guidance is the guidance of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, his sunnah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the worst of all affairs of this lovely deen of ours, this beautiful noble deen of Islam, are newly invented matters. For every novelty or newly invented matter in this deen is an accursed innovation. And every innovation without any exception is a going astray. And every going astray will find that person and his or her bid'ah in the hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ حُنَفَاءَ وَيُقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَذَلِكَ دِينُ الْقَيِّمَةِ. They have not been commanded, meaning the human being, the Muslim or the Kafir, they have not been commanded to do anything except worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. We have not been commanded and ordered by Allah to do anything except to worship Allah with ikhlas, and to make this religion of Islam in our worship upright for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To single out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our ibadah, and to only do our ibadah lillah, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this ayah, they were not commanded to do anything except worship Allah مخلصين له الدين حنفاء, and that they are also supposed to be حنفاء, And the word hunafa is a plural word which comes from the word hanif. And hanif means literally to deviate. The word hanif means to deviate, or to lean, or to turn away from that which is false to that which is true. To turn away from that which is kufr to that which is al-Islam. To turn away from that which is a shirk to that which is a tawheed. To turn away from that which is bid'ah to that which is sunnah. To turn or lean or deviate from that which is disobedience to Allah and His Messenger alayhi salam to that which is obedience to Allah and His Messenger alayhi salam. And this is the correct way of life, and there is no other way of life except that way. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in His book, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لَيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created the jinn kind or the human kind, the jinn being or the human being, except that they should worship me. This is the purpose of life. The reason why we were created, and the commandment from Allah inculcates worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But unfortunately, the Muslims, along with the kuffar, have forgotten or misunderstood or become ignorant of the meaning of al-ibadah. The scholars of Islam have given us the definition of al-ibadah. And one of the definitions that they have given us is that al-ibadah is ismun jami'un, is a comprehensive term of ma yuhibbuhu Allahu wa yardahu min aqwal wal af'al. That ibadah is a comprehensive term signifying or indicating anything that Allah loves and anything that Allah is pleased with, whether it is done by statement or by action, whether it can be seen or unseen. This is one of the meanings of al-ibadah. So we find incorporated in this meaning from the scholars of Islam, based on the Quran and the Sunnah, that ibadah is everything from jihad fi sabilillah, fighting in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, standing on the battlefield, defending Islam to establish la ilaha illallah, to picking up something harmful from the road that the Muslims might be harmed by, a plank with a nail in it, some thorn from the road. That ibadah is seeking refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That ibadah is seeking assistance with Allah, as we say every day in our salah, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. To you, Allah, do we worship only, and to you, Allah, do we seek assistance. Ibadah is seeking the protection of Allah, not by placing a verse or two of the Quran on a necklace and wearing it around our neck as though the necklace will protect us, but seeking the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not by placing a verse of Quran like the Christians and the Catholics among them do, by placing a statue, a sunnah, an idol on their dashboard of St. Christopher. Not like the Catholics do by placing ayat al-Kursi on your dashboard, thinking that that's going to protect you, but rather seeking the protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Worship is also love. Loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hate is also ibadah. Hating for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Giving is also ibadah when done in the name of Allah. And withholding is also ibadah when done in the name of Allah. And whoever does this, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من أحب لله وأبغض لله وأعطى لله ومنع لله فقد استكمل الإيمان. Whoever loves for Allah and hates for Allah and gives for Allah and withholds for Allah, then they have perfected and completed their iman. And iman and ibadah, faith and worship, are synonymous. They're synonymous, like Islam and iman. And this is why the scholars of Islam, from the Sahaba and the Tabi'un, radwanullahi alayhim, they were very careful in worshipping Allah alone and not placing any partners with Him. They were very, very careful of all the various types of worship to single out only Allah in their worship. To worship Allah without making shirk, because surely shirk is ظلمٌ عظيم. As Luqman, rahimahullah, told his son, that surely shirk is ظلمٌ عظيم. It is a great, tremendous sin and ظلم. So the companions and the tabi'un and those who followed them in the third generation, radiallahu anhum ajma'een, they were very, very careful to only single out Allah in their worship. And when in the beginning stages, or the very early days of Islam, when they were just learning about the Tawheed, they made mistakes, as human beings do. The pagan Arabs in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before the Quran was revealed, they had a creed of which the pagan Arabs, the tribes in Mecca, used to place their weapons on this tree. They thought that this tree had some type of special quality that would invigorate and strengthen their weapons, so when they went into battle against their enemies, who were also kuffar, that tree with its special quality would make their swords mighty and strong. So the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the early stages of Islam, when the understanding of the Tawheed and of Islam wasn't complete, they asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, why don't you give us a tree? Why don't you give us a tree also, so our weapons can be hung on them and become strong? And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam corrected them. He didn't allow this munkar to exist. He didn't allow this error in Tawheed to remain. He corrected them and told them that their worship is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Mu'adh ibn Jabal, one of the premier scholars of Islam among the Sahaba, radiallahu anhu, returned after the Prophet alayhi salam sent him to Yemen to give da'wah by himself, not in a group 40 days in the past, by himself, he sent Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu to give da'wah to Ahlul Kitab, the Jews and the Christians. And when he returned to Al-Madinah, immediately when he saw Rasulullah alayhi salam, he made sajda at the feet of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. And the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam said, ماذا تصنع؟ ماذا تفعل؟ What are you doing, ya Mu'adh? What are you doing? And Mu'adh رضي الله تعالى عنه told him, O Messenger of Allah, while I was with those people, I saw their bishops and their cardinals and their monks and their priests being bowed to. I saw the people bowing to their priests and their monks. And you have more rights than they do. You have a better position with Allah than they do. You are more auspicious than they are. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Mu'adh, if I were to command anyone to bow down to anyone other than Allah, the meaning of it is, I would tell the women to bow down to their husbands. But we are only to bow down to Allah and make sajda to Allah. So the worship that the Muslims have, it has to be clean. It has to be sanitized. We cannot mix with our ibadah and our iman any type of worship except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot join partners with Allah in any of our worship. We should not be loving our wives. We should not be loving our husbands. We should not be loving our children or our jobs or ourselves more than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should not be like those people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبَّ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدَّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. And of mankind, of the human beings, of the creatures that Allah created to walk on too, there are those who take idols, rivals, partners besides Allah, they adopt them and they love them the way they should love Allah. But those who really believe, in reality the true believers, they are more intense in their love for Allah. Our obedience, which is worship, at ta'ah, should only be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we also have to disobey those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. We cannot mix our obedience with Allah and our obedience with those things that created. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا تَعْتُ الْمَخْلُوقِ بِمَعْفِيَةِ الْخَالِقِ لا تعد للمخلوق في معصية الخالق. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, let there be no obedience to the creation at the expense of disobeying the creator. How can your wives obey you and you be pleased with them obeying you and disobedience to Allah. If they obey you and disobedience to Allah, then they have made you a partner with Allah, and they have not singled out Allah by himself in worship. And if you are pleased with your wives obeying you at the disobedience to Allah, then you have made yourself a taghut. You have made yourself a taghut. If your wives obey you more than they obey Allah, or to the exclusion of Allah, then they have made you a sharif. They have made you an ilah. They have made you a ma'lum. They have made you a ma'bud. They have made you an idol, an object to be worshipped other than Allah. When we say la ilaha illallah, there's nothing worthy of worship as a Jew except Allah. If you, the men of Islam, obey your employer, when your employer tells you, Muslim or Kafir, to do something in disobedience to Allah, and you do it thinking that your rizq, that your provisions and your sustenance comes from him instead of Allah, then you have made your employer an ilah with Allah. Then you have worshipped your employer. You have made him a god besides Allah, and we already know that the Kafir employees want to be worshipped. We know this. If you don't leave off false deities and false idols in any type of worship, and worship, once again, brothers and sisters, does not just mean bowing down to some idol. Worship is a comprehensive term of everything that Allah loves in His creation. If you don't leave off those idols and those things that you worship besides Allah, then you will be a worshiper of Tawhid. وَمَنْ يَكْفُرُ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدِ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ وُثْقَى لَا انْفِصَامَ لَهَا وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever disbelieves in Tawhid and believe in Allah, they have grasped the firmness of handhold that will never ever break. And Allah is Sami' and He's Alim. So there's conditions, brothers and sisters, to this ibadah, and there's conditions to our iman. Just by saying La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah is not sufficient, alayhi salatu wasalam. There are conditions that go with our ibadah, and those conditions will allow us to go to Jannah, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من قال لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة. Whoever says لا إله إلا الله, they will enter into the paradise. But when Wahab ibn Munabbih رضي الله تعالى عنه, one of the chief of the Tabi'un, and this hadith or asr that is collected by Imam al-Bukhari, when he was asked, is not لا إله إلا الله the key to paradise? أَلَيْسَ لَا إِلَهِ لَاللَّهِ مِفْتَاءُ الْجَنَّةِ قَالَ بَلَى. He said, of course, وَلَكِنْ لِكُلِّ مِفْتَاءٍ لَهُ أَثْنَانِ إِذَا أَتَيْتَ بِمِفْتَاءٍ لَهُ أَثْنَانِ فُتِحَ لَهُ وَإِلَّا لَمْ يُفْتَاءَ. He said, of course, لَا إِلَهِ لَاللَّهِ the key to Jannah, but every key has teeth. If you come with the key that has the teeth and the ridges, then Jannah will be open for you. And if not, it won't be open. So we must single out Allah, brothers and sisters, in our worship, in all the various types of our worship, and we must not put partners with Allah in any way, form, or fashion. We must not place partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, either by act of omission or act of commission. We must not put partners with Allah in act of commission nor omission. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين ونصلي ونسلم على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحابته أجمعين. أما بعد, brothers and sisters in Islam, another form of worship is sacrificing animals. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, and this ayah on many occasions is misconstrued and misunderstood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ لَا شِرِكَ لَهُ وَبِذَلِكَ أُمِرْتُ وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Surely my prayer and my sacrifice, My living and my dying is all for Allah, the Lord of the world. No associates has he. This I am commanded, and I am the first of the Muslims. In this ayah that is misunderstood many times, we think that the word sacrifice here means sacrificing your time and your efforts and your money. But the word sacrifice here means animal sacrifice. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَنْحَرْ. So pray to your Lord and make na'ar, wanhar, and sacrifice animals. Meaning that our sacrificing of animals is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we have come to the knowledge that some Muslims have strayed to the right or strayed to the left and sacrificing animals for other than Allah. There are Muslims sitting right here in New York City, right here in the borough of Brooklyn, here in Chicago, Philadelphia, and other places in the United States, of which we usually hear Muslims in other countries. There are Muslims, 1997, 14, 18 Hijra, making animal sacrifices for their forefathers, making animal sacrifices to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who has no partner. People are going out into parks in upstate New York and down south in other places in rural areas and sacrificing animals in the name of other than Allah as an offering, as a qurban. When we have clear verses in the Quran and clear hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that shows that this is one of the most reprehensible acts in Islam or against Islam, which is a shirk. We have a hadith from Tariq ibn Shihab radiallahu anhu said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, رَجُلٌ دَخَلَ رَجُلٌ الْجَنَّةِ وَدَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ رَجُلٌ فِي ذُبَابٍ وَدَخَلَ رَجُلٌ الْأَنَّارِ فِي ذُبَابٍ أو كما قاله صلى الله عليه وسلم, that a man entered into the Jannah because of a fly, and another man entered into the hellfire because of a fly. مَرَّ رَجُلَانِ عَلَى قَوْمٍ لَهُمْ صَنَمْ. That two men passed by a people that had an idol. The Messenger of Allah's companions asked him when he told them that there was a man who entered into the paradise because of a fly and a man who entered into the hellfire because of a fly. They said, well, كيف ذلك يا رسول الله? How is that? He said, there were two men that passed by a people, a village, and those people had a sanam. They had an idol that they constructed with their bare hands. وَلَا يَجُوزُهُ أَحَدٌ حَتَّى يُقَرِّبَ لَهُ شَيْئًا. And they would not let anyone go by. They would not let anyone continue in their journey when they passed by these people. Those people would not let anyone go any further until they made a sacrifice of anything that they selected to sacrifice. So those people said to one of those men, "Harrib, make a sacrificial offering. Make a sacrificial offering." The man said, "I don't have anything. لَيْسَ عِنْدِي شَيْءٌ أُقَرِّبْ. I don't have anything to make a sacrifice for. I don't have anything to slaughter." They said, "Harrib walau dhubaban." Make a sacrifice even if it's a fly. Even if it's a fly. فَقَرَّبَ ذُبَابًا فَخَلَوْ سَبِيلَهُ فَدَخَلَ النَّارُ. So he sacrificed a fly and they left him alone and he entered into the hellfire. فَقَالُوا لِلْآخَرِ. So they said to the other man, "Harrib, sacrifice. Harrib, make a sacrificial offering." The man said, "مَا كُنْتُ لَأُقَرِّبُ شَيْئًا لِأَحَدٍ شَيْئًا دُونَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ." He said, "I don't sacrifice anything, nothing at all, no matter how small it is, except for Allah عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. I don't sacrifice anything to anyone except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." And then the hadith ended by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, فَضَرَبُوا عُنَقَهُ فَدَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ رَوَاهُ أَحْمَدُ فِي كِتَابِ الزُّهْدِ. So they killed him for saying that I don't sacrifice anything to anyone except for Allah. So they killed him and he entered into the Jannah. He entered into the Jannah because of a fly. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers and sisters, to make us of those individuals whose worship is purely for Allah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those individuals who understand the true meaning of ibadah, And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us understand the conditions and the principles of La ilaha illallah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our tongue and our lips, which is our worship, which is a worship to Allah, make our tongues and our lips moist with the remembrance of Allah. For the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us that the most beloved things to Allah and the most beloved actions to Allah is that you would die. وَلِسَانُكَ رَطْفٌ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. That you die while your tongues are moist with the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِن نَّسِينَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين.